Time for the Thursday morning 7:30 Yelp with Michael from Yelp.com.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, sir.
Is it too early to talk about Thai food?
Never too early to tie one on.
I was recently told that wherever there are hungry people, there will be lots of Thai restaurants. I'm not sure why it's so popular in the U.S., but other than it being delicious.
Yeah, no, it's delicious. I think that's why it's popular.
But people scratch their heads at all kinds of international cuisine, and then when it's Thai food, they're like, oh, let's go.
Let's go.
I'm like, okay. So,
right next to Chinese food and Mexican food. I mean, it's right up there as far as...
It's ubiquitous in our country, in our culture. So that's
pretty
cool.
We've got lots of good ones here in Reno.
We do. And I want to start with this beautiful building down on Longley Lane called Cafe de Thai.
Okay.
It's a little different Thai experience, a bit more elevated, kind of fresh, service is hot, and they have a killer cocktail menu that goes along with it.
Okay.
Weather's kind of warming up, we hope, and they also have a great patio.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Thai dish, but they do tableside pho.
No. Oh.
Which is also
a little bit of that.
And the menu changes really frequently, so you have lots of reasons to go check it out. Also in this issue, we got to talk about Lana Thai Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Pim Marshall, directly from Thailand, came here with her husband Glenn. They used to be down on 2nd Street. Now they're by Collin Ranch, Lakeside. And they've got some really unique offerings on their menu, which is why I'm a personal fan. One of them is called Gung Apun Sen.
Mm-hmm.
Really
that?
Big mouthful.
Yeah.
But they are, they're glass noodles, so like a rice, clear rice noodle, thin, and with some Thai peppercorns, and a little bit of chili, garlic, and like gigantic prawns.
Nice.
So that's my favorite dish on the menu, but everyone raves about her curries, and they also offer cooking classes in a private cooking building that they have as well. You just got to contact
them. Cook your own Thai.
That's right. I've taken one of those classes too, and they're pretty dang awesome.
Okay.
Heading out to Sparks, a favorite is Simply Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Which I personally have not been to, but Yelper Holly T raves about the yellow chicken curry, spicy fried rice, coconut shrimp, curry puffs, and roti bread, which is another thing you don't see on too many menus.
Not too many. That's unique.
But that's actually the best side dish for Thai curry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Soak it up.
Holly T knows.
She do. Definitely not hitting the top hits if we didn't mention Bangkok cuisine.
Totally.
But I'm going to Northwest Reno and talking about Bangkok Cuisine Express.
Oh, is there a second one?
It's actually a third one.
Third? Oh, that's right. They had the old one by the mall, right?
Yep.
Now this is the third one?
Well, I think this was actually the second.
Okay.
The mall was the third.
Gotcha.
This place is a great takeout spot. I mean, you walk right in. The kitchen's kind of open and right in view. The smells are amazing.
Right.
And the food's just as good. So you can dine in too, but it is express. So if you want to take it out, it's really quick.
Nice.
When I lived in Northwest Reno, that was a regular spot. It's up off of Mayan by sort of near like Jimmy Mayan and Rob.
Gotcha. Mayan, Rob. That big, huge shopping center.
Yep. Also on our list this week, Thai Lotus in South Reno, because we're going all over the map.
Oh, yeah.
And then heading right back down to Midtown, Udang, it's Mudang.
Udang, it's Mudang.
And that Mudang, which means red pork, is freaking phenomenal. And the photo in the cover here is of their spicy eggplant stir fry with red pork.
Nice.
This weekend, Sir Mix-a-Lot is in town.
Oh, my. Baby got back.
He did, yes, and he is at Lex Friday night.
I had no idea he was still alive. That's awesome.
And if Sir Mix-a-Lot ain't your jam, how about you get your run on, fun run style, 5K with the Shamrock Shuffle in Victorian Square on March 5th. Should be a lot of fun. If you want to know more about what's going on in town, check out yelp.com/events/Reno, and make sure you Yelp about it this weekend.